Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This Friday. Hi, friends. It's Scott Hannon along with Todd Mitchell and a cast of thousands really behind the scenes helping me decide how to think today. That has probably some folks saying, are you kidding me, including you, Todd, right? Todd, the radio god from 550K Fire is here, and we're here to take your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to weigh in. Listen, we have a little trash talk going now that I might get us heated up this hour. We spent some time talking about, obviously, a controversy in the NFL Finals on Deflategate, and also about whether college athletes ought to be paid and whether NDSU specifically ought to play their football players like other schools are going to do, which prompted this call, Todd.
I'd like to inform the listening audience that they're early. Two sports out there. Sports are racing and rodeo. All the rest of them things are games. What are you all wound up about? They're just a game. Get over it. Have a good day. It's a nice day, too.
It is a nice day, yes. Get over it, he's telling us.
Well, yeah, it's not like it's ISIS or people are dying or anything. Yeah, let's rely on that one, too, while we're at it. He's intellectually lazy to fall back on something like that, but whatever.
Linda from West Fargo says, as a parent of an NDSU student, I'm not convinced that paying student-athletes is a good idea. As parents who desired to have our kids go to college, we scrimped and saved to have money saved so that our kids could go to college. They did live at home and work part-time to make up the difference, so they didn't leave college with the kind of debt that most of their friends have. Each year, we've seen our kids pay more and more to cover college costs. What's the difference between paying college athletes and paying for 2 years of community college? In the end, someone is going to have to come up with the money. And you can bet it's going to be the other students. Please consider how much it costs an average student to get the first 5 or 6 year degree. Only about 25% of NDSU students get a 4 year degree anymore. My kids paid enough to go to college. They worked hard for their grades, which had to be kept higher than the athletes. I remember the first thing I was taught in college economics was, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Who would be paying for the athlete's free lunch? The other students would. How would my students benefit from that? Says Linda. Interesting. By the way, for folks that get KXJB, Channel 4, which would be, I don't know where that line is, of the CBS affiliate KX, but a good chunk of our audience will get that on the eastern edge of the state. Doing a little roundtable debate tonight. It's 6:30 on Point of View on this topic about whether or not college athletes should be paid. Another one we brought up earlier, whether it's time to hike the cigarette tax in North Dakota. I still want some input on that from you. We also are going to be tossing around whether our foreign policy, is a cause for increased terrorism, you think? You know, weakness is something that bad guys thrive on, right? I mean, it's common sense. Go back to your days in the schoolyard. The bully senses you're going to cower a little bit. The bully's going to pile on. That's a no-brainer. And also whether North Dakota needs a law to deal with a wage gender gap. So if you want to influence my take on any of those, you can throw them in today, too. Let's get back to the phones. Linton, North Dakota. A lot of common sense out there in Linton. And Casper's on the phone with us. Hey, Casper, how are you?
Fine. I've got one question. Everybody, I enjoyed the program you've got. You guys are very educated, informed. I've only got one question. Why is the Fort Hood killer classified as a workplace killing instead of treason and sedition? Every politician never... Why is he still getting paid? Have a good day. Bye.
It's a very good question. Very good question. By the way, Andy Maragos from up in Minot, is proposing a piece of legislation in North Dakota that if a veteran is charged with a crime and it is determined that they are suffering from some form of PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome, that they would in fact get a treatment protocol rather than a typical criminal sentence for that crime. To go to your point on, first of all, what he did was terrorism in my mind, given his record, so it should be said. So that's where I said political correctness had become deadly, because of the fact that the guy hadn't been targeted earlier. So I think there's a lot of issues there, but it just reminded me of that debate, because I think in general it's something we need to take serious about our vets. Dave, on the road, listening. What's on your mind?
This is Dan. Are you talking to me?
I am, sir. Go ahead.
All right. It's Dan from Turtle Lake.
All right.
What's on my mind is the Spanish language response, Republican response to the State of the Union program. And I don't speak Spanish, but I do listen. And I was informed yesterday that the Republican response in Spanish said that the Republican Party is supporting President Obama's plan for or his illegal, unconstitutional amnesty for Hispanics. And it comes back to when we were talking with Congressman Cramer about John Boehner. He speaks with a forked tongue. He speaks out both sides of his mouth. He is the established Republican Party, and I'm here to tell you, they're dinosaurs. They are on their way out, and the congressman needs to make up his mind if he's going to be a dinosaur and go extinct with the established Republican Party, or if he's going to be a man and stand up and do what the American people want, which is to have smaller, less government, and have them out of our lives, have honorable men in office who tell the truth. That's why we didn't want Boehner to be the speaker.
Yeah, no, you need to pardon your language, and that one will be dumped, and you can't call and say that stuff. You can't. So clean it up. But I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on the immigration thing, but we'll leave it there. By the way, there was a Spanish response to this. You're suggesting that that in the response it was said that the Republican Party agrees with President Obama. I find that hard to believe. I'll do some checking, but I find that hard to believe. Congressman Cramer will be with us next Wednesday, though, and we'll tackle that topic and others. Cheryl and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I was on a little lighter side. I was just going to comment on the pain the athletes at, you know, NDSU. I mean, I understand their rigorous training, school, playing, but when the one past athlete said an hour of studying, I can tell you that there's a lot of students going there, and they're not getting paid anything special to be there or extra meals or anything, and they're studying a lot more than an hour. And, you know, I just don't think that the football – yeah, the colleges are making a lot of money on it, but the players, that they should have more than they already have? I don't think so.
So in education, books, food, whatever, they get in the way of a stipend for performing, that's enough. No cash above that in your view?
Correct.
All right, Cheryl, I hear you. And, you know, you're not swayed by the fact that the you know, a coach makes $4 million bucks at the big-time level, or you know, the dollars that are paid for TV rights or any of that, that the kids are contributing to that and ought to get. Again, we're talking a small amount of money,
yeah.
but some dollars, suck it up.
Suck it up. Yep.
Yeah.
Because
all right.
The people that are studying to be pharmacists and doctors and professional people that, you know, end up putting their selves on the line for all of us, you know, to do their job. That is not a game. And you know, I just don't think they deserve more than what they're already getting.
Appreciate the call, Cheryl. Thanks a bunch. Going to inject a couple of the topics when we come back. One, there's a new app that suggests North Dakota teens sleep later than most. It's caused a story out there. I'm not sure this is newsworthy, but I'm going to ask you what you think. And another one that has me scratching my head, snow is dirtier in the oil country, according to some study by some University of Washington scientist, who, by the way, says this could mean, some impacts on the climate. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, we'll dig into that. Also, a little bit of news out of the North Dakota Department of Health today in the city of Williston. The oil spill near Glendive obviously has everyone's attention and efforts underway to clean it up. But because that water is part of what goes into the Missouri that affects the water supply of Williston, there's been some extensive testing done. And evidently, the testing suggests that there are some increases and some things that are routinely monitored, but the level of increase minimal, and they don't know, in fact, if it's related to the spill or not, but well within the federal and state standards for safe drinking water. City will continue to test the water system to protect public health. But we'll just want to let you know that they have tested it, and while there is a little bit of a spike, it's still well within the norms there in Williston. So another story we're keeping our eye on. More coming up, and your take welcome at 701-258-0550.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Edition of the program. What has you saying, are you kidding me today? Are you kidding me? Let me give you a couple of contributions that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet. Snow is dirtier in the oil country. Yeah. recently released survey found the cleanest snow was in northern Canada, with snow in the Pacific Northwest and the Rocky Mountains a bit dirtier, and those of us in the Great Plains varying from somewhat dirty to very dirty. Sarah Doherty, University of Wisconsin, University of Washington scientist, conducted a study that found the snow is dirtier in the Great Plains, especially in North Dakota's oil patch. The darker snowpack absorbs more sunlight, contributing to the warming of the snowpack, warming of the surface air, and earlier melt of the snowpack, she says from Seattle, while sipping coffee. I don't know. I added that part. Exposing the darker soil beneath adds to that warming trend, causing more snow to melt. This self-reinforcing cycle happens each spring, but when snow melts earlier, it means there are more warmer days compared to cooler days in the year, contributing to climate change. That tidbit comes from Aiden Ayus, a North Dakota State University climatologist. He said, farmers here enjoy a growing season that is on average 12 days longer than 100 years ago because of the warmer climate. The warm air holds more moisture, brings more precip, greater flooding risks. On average, 1.1 inches more precip each year now compared to 100 years ago. And dirty snow in the oil patch is to blame. We have a new culprit, ladies and gentlemen. Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? Have you heard of the app that monitors your sleep, Todd?
Yes.
Have you?
Heard
it's
of,
called Sleep Cycle, I guess.
Yeah, not real familiar with it, but I heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, there's an app out there called Sleep Cycle, and evidently people that use this app have data that have come together that tell us that we in North Dakota have teens who sleep later than most anywhere else. Now, this is a front page story today in the Fargo Forum. Front page story. North Dakota teens sleep later than most. Now, I was half apologizing for Deflategate commanding the national news and a little bit of our program today that it has. But if the state's largest newspaper thinks big news is North Dakota teens sleep later than most, then I guess I have nothing to apologize for. And I'm wondering if you agree or disagree with this. By the way, the reason this happens is mainly because school starts at 8 here. I would also argue, you know, in most places in North Dakota, from where you lay your head on a pillow at night to where the school is, probably closer than it is in Chicago, Minneapolis, Denver, L.A., San Francisco. What do you think, Todd? Thus, 8 o'clock school time, my commute time is smaller. So yeah. I'm not sure this is, giving us the headline they were hoping that North Dakota teens are a bunch of, loads or something, sleeping too much.
Right. We don't have to get up at 6 in the morning to get where we need to be.
Because the alarming part of this is that local sleep experts are quoted saying Minnesota teens are going to bed earlier than North Dakota teens, but they agree on one thing. None of the teens are getting enough sleep. So evidently that's the case.
And how late are they staying up, too?
They are staying up later. That's another factor.
There you go.
Yeah. Exactly right. So, that has me saying, are you kidding me? Ladies and gentlemen on the program, snow is dirtier in oil country, and North Dakota teens sleep later than most. Front page, big news today.
Slow news day, maybe?
Agree or disagree. There was a CNN story yesterday about the price of oil potentially going to staying at this level for a long time. That also caught my attention. In typical fashion here, you get a headline that says, oil boomtown could see 20,000 layoffs by June, okay? And then you dig into the story, and it isn't necessarily talking about oil boomtown, which in this case was Williston. And I'm not 100% sure if it's saying the layoffs will be industry-wide, like in other words, all across the industry, or whether it is in North Dakota alone, but it's certainly not in Williston that they're saying. But they did quote a pretty good source, Jim Arthaud, the CEO of MBI Energy, giving a prediction that we will be down to 50 rigs in North Dakota by June. We're going to talk to Lynn Helms about that in a little bit to see whether he agrees there. And he went on to predict we're going to lose 20,000 jobs by June. Now, I don't know, again, when we say we, whether that's an industry whether that's the entire state, whether that's the Williston Basin, what is that? And some pushback on the growth coming back from Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford in this, and also Howard Klug, the mayor of Williston as well. But that's commanding some headlines elsewhere. So I want your take on that. Janet and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Take it away.
I was just wondering if information on this app, you said it was an app, so you have to sign up to give away your data?
I guess so, yeah. How else would they get the data, right? Sleep Cycle is the app.
I'm wondering if more parents, now that we're aware of Common Core and the issues of data mining, are telling our kids not to give out your information to anybody. So there's just a tiny, tiny fraction of kids from North Dakota that would give out their data, and maybe they're messing with the numbers, or maybe they're not, but...
Well, I thought that same thing. I thought, just what kind of sample is here? I mean, how many people have this amp, and what is the North Dakota numbers compared to anything else? So, and that's not addressed anywhere in the story, but it's a fair point. You know, what kind of sample
do
they get?
And I think you're onto something with our short commutes, too.
Yeah. That seemed a little obvious to me, but, yeah. Anyway, it's a hot headline today, so I was curious what you think. And sounds like, Janet, you share my suspicion. Now, these teens don't have to necessarily give out their information, but if they're using the app to keep track of their sleep, maybe they inadvertently are doing that. How many other apps are doing that? No. A little concerned. Thanks, Janet. Appreciate it. Sally in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hi. I was just wondering if anybody's talked about, I tuned in a little bit late. I don't know if anybody's talked yet about the death last night of King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, and what that might do. There's a lot of unrest in that area. I was wondering what that might have to do with our oil prospect. ISIS is hammering at their gate. If they should overrun the place, what would that mean?
All good questions, Sally. I raised it at the beginning of the program because, you know, it's amazing how much attention Deflategate is getting compared to a really serious foreign policy situation.
Actual news stories out there.
And what I described as a trifecta in the foreign policy area of that death and the uncertainty it brings. At the same time, Iran is ramping up. You have intelligence officials in Israel giving us a
satellite. I do have another thought on the football players. Why don't these colleges quit handing out scholarships? Just hire these guys as mercenaries to raise their money and you know, put on their show, and forget the whole school angle of it. I don't see that the two have much in common.
All right, appreciate the take, Sally. Thank you. Yeah, I'll finish on the trifecta on the other side, because there are three things that you ought to pay attention to on the foreign policy side here. Plus, Lynn Helms takes your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Top of the hour. I will just finish on what I was saying to Sally, that there's a trifecta that I do think needs some attention, that we ought to pay attention to. One, and she alluded to, is the Saudi king, and some are suggesting that'll bring oil prices up, and could be a pressure there. You have Yemen, a total meltdown, a coup d'etat, a change in the government, and you know, Iran fueling that, and at a time when Saudi Arabia has some unrest and change going on. And then the Israelis told us, hey, here's a picture, guys, of some long-range missiles that Iran is developing, that they've been warning about for some time. All big news over the last 24 hours that we need to pay close attention to. All right, let's, as we do monthly, catch up with Lynn Helms, who heads the North Dakota Department of Mineral Rights Shop, and talk a little bit about the latest data that's available and where we're at, and a story that is certainly dominating national and international headlines with the price of oil and the impacts in the oil country of North Dakota. Lynn, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you. Nice to be with you this morning.
What's on your mind on this Friday?
Well, we are certainly carefully watching oil prices, rig counts, wells remaining to be fractured, and North Dakota's tax structure. All of those things are moving, pretty volatile at this point.
And how would you describe the mood of the industry right now, and those that that depend on the industry?
Well, I think there's an abundance of caution, but I have not seen panic set in any place up and down the supply chain, or amongst the producers or the drilling contractors or any of that yet to this point. I think the everybody's watching that oil price just to see, is it going to play out according to the Saudi minister's script, or do we see the oil price going lower? And that's going to be the big deciding factor.
You know, and I think the panic, if you will, is almost like some in the national media, especially I was just watching a piece on CNN with a reporter, you know, traipsing to find anybody she can to try and say how awful things are going to be. They want to pour gasoline on this fire. Sorry for the for the analogy, but to try and, you know, spark some panic. But you know, the folks in the middle of it seem to see it as, you know, an ebb and flow. And has it dropped? Yes, fast. Yes. You know, did anybody really foresee this drop? No. But in the meantime, it is a correction. We're coming off an extraordinary run, and that it can be used actually for some good, to catch up a little bit. So as long as the folks that know the industry, that are in the industry, aren't panicked, there's no reason for the general public to be, is there?
No, I would absolutely agree. And the folks that are here doing this business and drilling these Bakken and Three Forks wells, they've been here since 2008, and we went through the same thing late 2008, early 2009. We saw oil go from $147 a barrel to $27 back then. And you not to minimize that we've gone from $105 down to, I guess we're at about $50 right now for Brent, $49. You know, that's not to minimize that, but we saw an even bigger drop in 2008 and pretty good recovery coming out of that. So these folks rode that roller coaster. They know how to budget, plan A, B, C, and D, and their goal is to ride through this thing, come out the other side, and still drill 60,000 wells in the Bakken and Three Forks over the next 25 years.
You get asked for your feel on where this is going to go because you've watched it for so many years. What's the latest conventional wisdom on in your view of where this levels out and where how long before it comes back somewhere between that 147 and 27 and maybe stabilizes a little above this $50 number.
Yeah, well, this thing is absolutely following the Saudi minister's projections so far. He expected oil to fall down and bottom out somewhere right around $50 a barrel for Brent for the the global oil price, and that is we're within a dollar of that today, and we have been now for 10 days. He's still projecting $60 Brent the middle of this year and $70 Brent at the end of the year. And there is nothing out there to say that is wrong. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. You know, we're dealing with a commodity here and amazingly a 1% oversupply, a world that burns 90 million barrels of crude oil a day. By the way, that's 4 Olympic-sized swimming pools full of crude oil a minute. Has a 1 million barrel a day oversupply. And so any little hiccup, like you were talking about, Scott, just before we came on, could take that million barrel a day oversupply and more off the market just virtually overnight. So it is a volatile commodity, but his projections based on no major events like that still have us back at $70 Brent, probably $60 North Dakota price by the end of this year.
So if that is the track, what does that mean for rig count? I see Jim Arthaud in the CNN piece is saying we could be down to 50 rigs by June. Do you share that assessment?
I don't, Scott. I think that's the most pessimistic assessment I have seen and heard. The second most pessimistic is more than double that at 110 rigs by June. And nobody is that I know of is building budgets around a 50 rig count. Obviously, this is one of the things, though, that the Industrial Commission needs to have the flexibility to respond to. You know, in 1999, when we had the price collapse with a much more severe oversupply on world supplies, the Industrial Commission stepped in and said, "We're going to suspend our temporary abandon well rule." And we know oil prices are going to recover. We're not going to make people plug and temporary abandon wells. We're going to let them idle those wells for a few months and wait till the price comes back. And that's the kind of mentality and flexibility that the Industrial Commission likes to be able to maintain through rules and orders and that sort of thing.
So, given if we're to use the Saudi minister's tea leaves on the price, where do you see the bottom on rig counts?
Well, if we use his tea leaves, we get down to between 120 and 140, maybe as low as 120 drilling rigs. I think we've got 159 operating today. And, that just lines up exactly with the survey. I keep track of our 17 most active drillers that are working the Bakken and Three Forks, and with 159 rigs working, their plans for reduced rig count take 37 additional rigs off if we have sustained low prices, and there we are. We're at 122. So So we see that as the absolute bottom. And then by mid-year, we're back up in the 140 range, and by year end, we're back, or certainly sometime in the 16, 17, you know, end of 16, we're back in the 150s. So, like I said, 50 is absolutely the most pessimistic number I've heard anywhere, and I'm not hearing anyone else talk about that. So we're seeing a bottom, no lower than 120.
And it seems to have stabilized even in the drop here of late, am I right?
It certainly has. And as we talked about, you know, we're going to have some weeks when we see a major drop because the companies have structured their rig contracts to release rigs, as their contracts come up. And so we may see some, weeks when we see a big drop like we did a couple of weeks ago. That does not mean that's going to continue. There will be long pauses, you know, maybe a month long in between there. And you're right. We have stabilized in the upper 150s now, and we'll probably hold there until the middle of February. We'll see what the oil price is in the middle of February. If the Saudi minister's right, we're at the bottom, and we're going to see it start going back up by that time.
You know, the other thing is people say it's the lowest since 2010. 2010 wasn't exactly a sleepy time in oil and gas production in North Dakota, was it?
Well, you're absolutely right. 2010, we were setting records every month for increasing rig count and increasing production. So there wasn't anything slow about 2010. 2012 was our peak, of course, with 218 rigs operating. And it was way busy at that point in time. So, you know, we're seeing the core area. I think probably the biggest impact of slowdown we're seeing, Scott, is wells being drilled but just not being fracked or completed. We saw a massive jump between October and November in that number, the biggest we've ever seen. So we're sitting on an inventory of already drilled wells that haven't been fracked of 775 wells. And at some point, oil price recovery or tax triggers are going to bring those wells on stream. And so there is going to be a lot of activity for the truck drivers and the frack crews and the oil haulers and probably even a little bump in production, when that happens.
Yeah, very good point. That's going to set up some pent up demand for a number of the services to take care of the fracking and everything on those wells, and then spike production pretty good once that price comes back to a point where you start going to town. That's not an insignificant number, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. And the commission has a rule in place that those wells can't sit in that condition for more than a year. So, you know, if you look at November 30th, with 775 wells, those wells have to be fracked by November 30th of this year. So there's a bump in activity coming at some point down the road in that part of the industry and the activity. And that part really anymore drives a lot more hauling and trucking and that sort of thing than the drilling part of the industry.
Chan with Lynn Helms today from the Department of Mineral Resources. Questions or comments, welcome for him. If you have others, have at it. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. When we come back after break, Lynn, I want to talk with you a little bit about something we've talked about in our previous conversations about new regulations on flaring. And also more recently on oil conditioning, and you at one point told us that you saw a time when that would slow the rate of production a little bit because of those regulations to catch up. I'm wondering if that's still a possibility. I know at least one legislator has suggested that maybe it's time to put a moratorium on those rules, because obviously you don't want that adding to a slowing in the production in addition to the price of oil. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Lynn Helms with us today on the program, Department of Mineral Resources. This is What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. As we continue on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher. Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow.com. Love for today to be the day you say, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to get a better night's sleep. I've heard Scott and Todd talking about that darn pillow for too long. I'm getting one. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028 because they don't guarantee that two-for-one price is going to last well into 2015. So we just don't know. Take advantage of it while it's there. 50% off when you call 800-506-9208 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Scott. Brought to you today also by our friends at BNSF Railway. And by the way, they are hiring thousands of new folks this year. Over 400 have been hired already in North Dakota. If you're interested in learning more about a career in the railroad industry, visit them at BNSF.com/careers. Back with Lynn Helms, Department of Mineral Resources head today on the program in our final segment. Last chance for any questions or comments. My question is, what do you make of this discussion, at least at this point, of some change in the flaring regulations or moratorium? Same thing on the oil conditioning related to their impacts on reducing production.
Well, Scott, it's a healthy discussion, that's for sure. And I think, you know, maybe it has more to do with how these rules came about than about the rules themselves. But there was a lot of conversation in that discussion about the rules themselves and the goals that have been set. And I shared honestly with the legislators that these two rules each are impacting North Dakota's production about 1%, so each of them about 12,000 barrels a day. That was confirmed at some hearings yesterday, I think maybe the day before. We had an operator talk about gas capture plans and the fact that they have production curtailed about 5,000 barrels a day in order to achieve those gas capture goals. Realizing that there was going to be some financial sacrifice to achieve those goals, the Industrial Commission put them in place because we needed to get flaring under control and we needed to protect the industry and North Dakota's interests from severe federal regulation of crude oil by rail. So the discussion really has gotten kind of off topic, and that was, are these statewide rules and should they have gone through the administrative rule process, or are they targeted rules for Bakken pools, and is the Industrial Commission's action appropriate? And I shared with the committee that only 15% of our oil and gas pools are impacted by these rules. And now, admittedly, that most of our production comes from those, but there's over 2,800 oil and gas pools producing in this state, and only 426 were targeted by these rules. And that's the kind of targeted regulation that the commission likes to use, because you don't impact everybody, and you're not impacting a Red River producer in Bowman County because there's a lot of flaring going on in McKenzie County from Bakken producers. So good discussion, healthy to have, and I think we're going to come out with a good outcome here, which is we'll have the discussion, we'll get the information out there, and we'll see where the legislature goes with it.
When I asked you about this at one point, you did predict a rather significant impact in the slowdown, specifically on the flaring thing. And I think you even assigned part of the slowdown in the rate of growth to that. Obviously, oil conditioning hadn't really taken place yet. Put the two together, what percentage of any reduction in production would you assign to these regulations?
We're assigning about 25,000 barrels a day of production curtailment due to these two regulations. So as companies struggle through getting infrastructure in place and making sure they're not flaring that gas, or infrastructure in place to make sure that crude oil is coming out of there at the same vapor pressure as the gasoline you used this morning, there's going to be curtailments that move around this giant oil field that we have out here. And at any point in time, we think that could amount to 25,000 barrels of oil a day, not on any one operator, but on all of them collectively. My opinion, at these low oil prices, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Long as they can keep producing and keep making money, I don't think it really hurts to slow down production right now at low oil prices.
So again, 25,000 out of a million barrels a day right now. So
25,000 out of 1.2 million. That's right. So about 2%.
So we're talking a pretty small number on that,
yeah,
as well. And am I also right that one of the holdups on the flaring side remains the federal government and a permit for the Hess plant?
Boy, absolutely. Once again, this week I had conversations with the Hess folks and also the One Oak folks, and Hess has about 50 million cubic feet a day backed up behind that federal permitting debacle. And on the other side, the One Oak folks have about 40 million cubic feet a day backed up behind a permitting debacle. And so, you know, there's 90 million cubic feet a day and 90,000 barrels of oil a day that could be moving with just two right-of-way approvals, two permit approvals. So it's a tough situation. And the commission, by using these targeted field rules the way we have, we're able to respond to those situations by going in and targeting a few oil fields impacted by that holdup and allowing some relief there. If we did a statewide rule, it would be really hard to do targeted relief.
Interesting information, as always. Lynn, thanks for the time today. Have a great weekend, okay?
Oh, happy to be with you. Have a great weekend yourself.
Lynn Helms, Department of Mineral Resources Head, joins us monthly to crunch the numbers and give us the latest on the industry. Appreciate that resource very much. It's Friday. Enjoy your weekend, your families, and we'll be back Monday tackling the news of the day and giving you a voice on what's on your mind, as always. God bless you one and all, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind.
If you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz, you can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.